The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, this is The Ashholes. Each week, they smoke a different cigar, sometimes the same cigar, but mostly different, and they give their honest impression. They always assign an official Ashholes rating to that cigar. So, pull up a chair, light up, relax, be an Ashhole too. It's very rewarding.
Broadcasting live from the Studio 21 Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. This is the Ashholes Podcast, and today we're doing the PCA 2024 recap.
Here we go. And we did this in the after show, really, getting into the cigars.
Right, what you bought.
Not on the Cigar Authority show.
Correct.
But we'll talk about it, and it's good. It gives me a little time to think about what I got as they're actually pouring in.
Yeah.
The cigars are coming in already.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know, usually at the trade show, I place the order in July, and they come in September.
Yeah, November.
Isn't this interesting that now they had a shorter window to do?
Oh, yeah.
We placed the order. Some arrived before we even got back. Some are coming in as we speak
now.
So we even have a six-pack that has
several.
No way.
Several of these new cigars coming in. So, Ed, you haven't even smoked most of these things, including the cigar we're going to smoke.
I have not.
Right now. But before we do, we have a special day today. There's cake over here because it's Dan's birthday.
It is. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you very much.
This is a milestone for me because...
for you.
Yes. Because I have been twice Dan's age since I've known him, over twice his age.
Yeah.
But he's catching up because as of right now, I am not twice his age anymore.
No.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Wow.
Not anymore.
So that has changed.
So are you getting younger?
I'm getting younger. He's getting older. We're going to meet in the middle somewhere. Someday we're going to be the same age.
Yeah, that's basic math. You know, that's how it works.
That's it. One of you will be underground.
So let's celebrate, Dan. We're going to have some cake during the break. But right now, let's celebrate with a new cigar you guys have never smoked before.
No. I have not.
No, we're going to light up the new S84 Shade to Black Robusto by Drew Estate. This is in the Blackened line. This is their second Metallica James Hetfield collaboration with Blackened Whiskey.
Shade to Black. I get it.
Yeah. You know, Fade to Black, Ride the Lightning. Great winter driving album, by the way.
Did that come out in 84?
84. Yep.
All right.
Now, here's the thing. I bought the cigar blind, so I haven't even smoked it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first one was such a winner.
It was. Yep. It was.
Here's
very
the shade
good.
Version of it. How do I not buy it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We know everybody's going to be interested in trying it.
They're going to try
you,
it.
Of
the
course.
Question will be reorder.
Right.
But you know you're going to sell what you
I'll sell through the first one anyway.
So, like Drew Estate cigars always, they're made in Nicaragua. This is the Robusto size, so it's a 5x50 Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper. Nicaraguan binder and filler. The price is $10.59 for a single or a box of 20 for $1.90 even.
No. Not terribly priced, right?
No.
$10 for a branded with a celebrity attached to it.
Well, they save money on the band.
Yeah. They sure did.
It's very narrow.
Yeah. I'd rather have a cheap band and James Hetfield in my promotional videos than, you know, a gold foil.
Dan, you buy bands. What's a band like that cost?
Well, it's actually... It is embossed.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this band is probably less than 5 cents.
Where it's so thin, and four of them would be the size of a regular band.
Yep.
Would it be a fourth of that price, or it
depends on the print. It's going to depend on the print run and.
It's not like the most of the cost is on the paper.
It'll be cheaper than a full size band. That's why I say it's probably less than 5 cents based on the volume of.
Oh, the volume. They're at pennies.
Yeah.
A penny.
Yeah. So this is simple band. Ecuadorian, Connecticut.
I just bought a band this week, actually, New England Cigar Expo band. But because there's not so many that I'm buying, I got into like 12 cents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds right.
That's astronomically high priced. Because
for a simpler band,
I don't even recall. Is this the exact same band as?
Yes, it is. I'm pretty sure. I mean, the color scheme on the original Blackened is like black and copper, but I think more of the copper is on the foot band, which says M81. This had a black and white foot band, shade to black S84. So. But I think we should stop talking and start lighting.
Stop lighting. It's your birthday. Let's do it, Ed.
Are we gonna try this? Cold draw?
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, not a ton of the cold draw. It's kind of like maybe a little hay, maybe like very light cinnamon. Like
Yep.
Well, then let's light our cigars. It's time to light our cigars, brought to you by Perdomo, the hottest brand in the land, a company founded on quality, tradition, and excellence.
One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law.
One draw, that's the law. It's brought to you by Abuelo Cigars. You're going to live under my roof. You're going to play by my rules. Abuelo Cigars.
I should have worn my Ride the Lightning t-shirt today.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's your favorite Metallica song, Ed? Do you have one, Dave?
I don't know one Metallica song.
Oh, you know, really? You know them. No. You don't you know do. The Enter Sandman. You
is
know.
Is there a man in a sing box?
It. The no. I, no, it's the no, guitar no. riff. I, the da,
da, da, da, da, is there some yeah. man in a box? Is
no, that's no, Alice in no, Chains.
Ah, same thing.
Actually,
Master of Puppets.
Master of Puppets.
Puppets.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
you like a nice puppet show.
For whom
right?
the bell? For whom the bell tolls?
Nah,
that's probably my favorite.
They were creepy to me. Puppets.
For whom the bell tolls? Is that like a Hemingway song?
Kind of.
Yeah, they do a lot of theme stuff, yeah.
Oh, well.
Imagine
whatever.
I was in the music business, and I know all songs up through the 80s.
Yeah.
Through,
this is 80s.
What year?
Ride the Lightning is 84. But you're not playing
yeah,
Metallica
this not
in a nightclub.
Music.
No. Yeah, different scene.
Yeah. Unless you were playing at a rock station.
No.
This is more heroin music.
No.
Heavy metal.
No.
Right?
No.
Is it heavy metal or whatever?
Heavy metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, never interested.
Yeah, no,
even
not.
Though they lost to Jethro Tull.
I got Jethro Tull. I know every song he ever.
Yeah, Jethro Tull won, an, what was it, one of the awards over yeah. For a best metal album.
Yeah, I think it was.
Over Metallica?
Over yeah. Metallica.
It
the
was
very
the first year
the
they
first
did
year.
It. They yeah. gave oh, it to
because he had a metal whistle,
Tull.
You know.
Yeah.
Little over glue. Too much glue.
You think?
Yeah, my
glue.
Mm. Well, yeah, what is glue? I mean, my lips are
sticking together.
There's so much glue. Mm. So that just happens to be on mine that they overdid the glue, maybe.
Oh, like on the cap?
Yeah.
A little, yeah, a little kind of the sweetness, almost bitterness in the back end.
Yeah. Right? Hey, it's young. You can tell it's a little hey. Young.
Yeah, definitely young.
Young hay.
Nothing wrong with it, but
would young hay be grass?
I expected different for whatever reason. It's made at Hoya de Nicaragua, I imagine, right? It's they're saying in Nicaragua. Jewish
I think it's
state.
Made at Drew. I mean, they make Connecticut wrapper cigars there, Undercrown Shade, and they made Connecticut's in the, for a long time, yeah.
Unflavored.
Yeah. Yeah, Undercrown Shade, 20 Acre Farm, La Vieja Habana, the original was a Connecticut. I mean, they didn't make it. They didn't have a Drew Estate factory then.
No.
Chateau Real, the original. But it doesn't, you know what's funny? What did we smoke a couple weeks ago that was Dominican that we're like, this is, it was a Connecticut.
It was
Three Leaf.
Yeah.
Three Leaf tasted so much like a Nicaraguan Connecticut.
Yes. Yeah.
This tastes like a Dominican Connecticut.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's different than I would have expected the taste. I expected stronger. If you switch Three Leaf with this one,
then
it would probably make sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So anyway, trade show, very, very interesting. One thing I brought up at the show, people are talking about on the Cigar Authority show, was what I call the McAuliffe effect. Which is that people that came out with $20 cigars the past couple of years came out with cigars $10 and under this year. That said a whole lot because it was a lot of them that did it. And the ones that did not come out with $20 cigars the past couple of years did because all the kids were doing it. But if you see what they did right now, you take a step back and you look and you say, I think the $20 cigar didn't catch on.
It did during COVID.
Well, that was four years ago.
It's let go.
Yeah.
It's definitely let go. I mean, even we're talking about this. This is a branded cigar with a major personality, an A-list musician, and it's under $15.
Yeah, it's $10, right?
It's $10.59.
Yeah.
Less than 10 by the box.
Yeah. So really good that they did that. Somebody who didn't come out with a $20 cigar before was Aladino. And Aladino came out with a $22 cigar. Now, it's got a story to it.
Cameroon.
Yeah. It's 100% Cameroon, which was never done before. The last brand I remember that did something that couldn't be done before was an all Dominican, which is Opus X.
Right.
When they came out, and it was pricey in those days, they called $10 in 94 or whatever year that was.
Yeah, good luck getting a $10 Opus X today.
Yeah.
It's not on a cruise ship port.
But it was pleasantly surprising to see some cigars that I certainly was excited about that was price right.
Yeah.
And this being one of them that was a branded name. HVC, we saw them come out with a $5 cigar this year as a half Corona. They came out with a Connecticut version of it.
The Hotcake Golden.
Hotcake Golden. I smoked it twice.
Our number one cigar of the year.
Two cigars in the at a trade show when you got a million choices. But guess what?
That size is perfect when you don't have a lot of time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
La Giana came out with its 30th anniversary.
How much was it, $30?
Well, LFD came out with a 30, and it was $30. But right next to their booth was the United Cigar booth with a 30-year-old cigar, also anniversary of a 30-year-old cigar, and it was $12. And I'm going to tell you, listen, I had nothing to do with this particular blend of it. I did the original La Giana from 30 years ago. This is all Oliver Nouveau. He used different Maduro in his Barber pole that he did. Which
You weren't crazy about a Barber pole.
I didn't like
idea.
The idea of it. I said, go with whatever you're going to go with. I give him free reign for the most part. And he killed it, man. I got to do I dare say it was like the hit of the show? I thought. For that kind of money, it was the best.
I'm with you. I'm not a Barber pole guy.
Right.
But that is a very good cigar.
It's not going to be around long. There's only so many around anyway. But I had to say it for his sake that he killed it. Steve Saka came out with a cigar.
A slew of cigars.
But this one in particular, which I think was the hit of his booth, was Umbagog Bronzeback, under $10.
Very good cigar.
This is going to be his hit. This is it. Yeah. This is the hit.
Yeah, and regular Umbagog is under 10. It's close, right?
It's close. It may be a similar price.
Yeah.
You know, the regular Umbagog, we didn't always get that. It wasn't always available.
Yeah, so it's been hard to get.
Right. Yeah. He's using...
You know why? Because they sell like crazy.
Yeah, and
that's, exactly. Because that's what the customer wants. So give them what they want.
Yeah.
Firecracker comes out in a Connecticut.
Yes.
$6 cigar. Asylum. And Asylum's been putting some expensive cigars here and there. Well, at the show this year, they had two different ones, Asylum Serenity Now and Asylum Insanity Later.
Yep.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Naturally in a Maduro, in a box, the way it is.
Yeah, and it's not separated either. They're together.
You could see which one you want.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting as that was coming in. We're, you know, trying to strategize. Do we sell them as singles? Do you sell them as a pair? Do you give them both?
Right.
You know?
$8 to $10.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, everybody gets this that ended up happening. I got to pay homage to Perdomo also, that Perdomo did it. When nobody was doing it, they actually dropped the price to end up doing it. And going back to 2007 when they did that,
right?
And they did it when the economy ended up being hurt. And he said, I'm going to make this move. We'll see what ends up happening. Now is the time for that move to end up happening. And I saw it. I was happy to see that's where it went. A Bronx Tale, another celebrity cigar.
Last year.
At the show, it was a $25 cigar.
Uh-huh.
Now they came up with another version of it, $12. Okay, I'm interested.
Yep.
Because going to $25, for what reason was it $25? Right. So I smoked a $12 one. It was good, and we're going to bring it in.
Yeah.
We have HVC Golden Line I mentioned to you. That was unbelievable.
Right.
What about the hot cake fresh out of the oven broadleaf.
That's going to be up there, though. That is coming in, I believe, at about $15.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. I smoked it. Broadleaf is very expensive to do, and that's what a problem. There's a reason for it.
Yeah, there's
right?
sometimes where, like, you know, talking about Aladino, Cameroon is not cheap. Broadleaf
right,
is not cheap.
Right.
And so there's got to be some exceptions to the rule
But not for the sake of, okay, there's
marketing.
Somebody, yeah, there's somebody connected to this, so let me go crazy. We have, and it was nice to see that Big Poppy is still out there. Mm-hmm. 11 years, by the way, that
brand is out
there. Can't
believe it's been that long.
With the celebrity-endorsed product. So they have the HOF coming out, Hall of Fame. And I don't have a price on there. Is it possibly in that price range? I'm guessing it's not expensive anyway. They had two versions. But they came out with Artista FALU. Falu?
Falu?
Falu, under $10. That lines up with the... The two that they have out now.
$16 for the
Heritage.
No.
Help me out here.
What's the brand?
Artista.
Oh.
Midnight
and Harvest?
Harvest. Yes. And now
good
they,
one. Yep. You win.
Yeah.
You get the give them the bell.
Yeah.
And they have the Falu now.
The Hall of Fame is MSRP 16.
Okay.
Yeah, not crazy.
Yeah.
No.
West Tampa Attic, 8 to 10.
It's back, Ed. Are you excited? That's one of your babies.
It's not the same cigar.
Oh.
No.
The Attic series is his sort of experimental blend.
Gotcha.
Thing.
United Connecticut under 10, McAuliffe Blue, because they hit a home run with that. They say, okay, let's do it again, $7 to $8.
That's great.
On McAuliffe Blue. So the shift has happened.
Yeah.
Thank God. Yep. Is prices gone down since on the tobacco leaves? No, they went up.
Yeah.
But
the containers probably went down.
I don't care what anybody says. They saw that the people were not buying that cigar.
Absolutely.
So I know it. I bought some of it and it didn't go.
Yeah.
I passed on most of it because I didn't think it was going to go.
Yep.
And then on these things that come out at the right price, I said, for that kind of price, I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah.
And we'll see that with the Dave Six Pack that's coming up.
Another one, too, that we didn't talk about, that it's not really a new release, it's a line extension, the Cro-Magnon Pennsylvania.
Right.
Some of that is under $10 as well, depending on the size. A lot of sizes, too, for
yes.
That.
You know, his stuff has always been priced right, so I don't think him to go to Roma Craft, mm-hmm. that their prices are really good, really good full body cigars.
And you can see it, and you know, as these, like we said, these things have started to come in already, and you can see where people are going, and it's these brands that are under that price point. I mean, look, there's always going to be a place for some of these limited edition items that are going to be expensive. I know this week they're releasing the Davidoff Maduro, they're re-releasing it. That's not going to be a $10 cigar,
no.
And it's going to sell great because Davidoff has established themselves in that $20
yes.
price point.
Well, Padron, so...
Yeah, well, that too.
They have a cigar coming out, and there was no price attached to it, and I actually had a place in
it's
order.
Priceless.
Is that a first?
It's a first ever of anything. I mean, you don't buy a cup of coffee without knowing how much the cup of coffee.
Not only do you not know how much it priced, you didn't smoke one either.
No
right?
sample.
So,
and we bought heavy.
And there's only one company that can get away with that.
Yeah. Well, that's where the problem arises. Mm. So I look at some of these people that do it, and I say, because they can.
Yeah.
If you don't have a story to it, why are you doing it? Because you can, right?
But I don't think they're like in that case with Padron, I don't think they're doing it to fuck people, you know. I think they're doing it because
we'll see when the price comes up.
Right.
What if it's 200?
I don't think it's like we're going to sell, like, I don't think it's a malicious play to not tell you the price. It could be for whatever reason of packaging or whatever.
You got to be guessing $60.
Oh, it's not going to be. I don't think it's going to be a cheap day. I think it's going to be at least
box of 10,
at least
package each
50
one
to 100.
Coffin. Yeah,
because the 50th is 50.
Right.
So it's going to be at least 50 to 100. You knew that walking in.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to come in at 400 a stick.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not going to be insane.
172.
Could be. We don't have a partner on this one.
Yeah. Yeah. So very, very interesting. So that was my takeaway. The big takeaway of the whole thing was that cigars going in, there's too many $20 cigars. Coming back from the show, I go, there's a whole bunch of cigars under $10 again.
Yeah.
Whatever happened during that COVID thing, that the craziness COVID went away.
Yep.
And I'm happy to see it leave.
Yep.
All right. Why don't we take a break? And when we come back, we have letters in the mailbox, a weekly six-pack, and the top five.
Only Great Leaf makes great cigars. Aganorsa Leaf stands out because of the distinctive mouthwatering flavors of the Corojo 99 and the Criollo 98 seeds, cultivated by Cuban agronomists on the best lands in Jalapa and Esteli, Nicaragua. When you smoke one of the JFR, JFR Lunatic, Guardian of the Farm, or Casa Fernandez cigars, you will experience the unique taste and aroma that makes Aganorsa Leaf different than any other tobacco in the world. Smoke one today and enjoy the signature flavor of Aganorsa Leaf.
Hello, cigar aficionados. This is Klaus Kellner from Davidoff Cigars. I invite you to taste the elements with Davidoff Escurio, Nicaragua, and Yamasa. From water comes originality. Savor the sweet and spicy originality of the Davidoff Escurio tobaccos born by the rains of Bahia, Brazil. From fire comes intensity. Enjoy the bittersweet aromas and fiery intensity of the Davidoff Nicaragua. From earth comes complexity. Taste the earthy flavors and complex spices that are unique to the red soil of the Yamasa region in Dominican Republic. Only Davidoff Master Blenders could take the power of nature and blend it into a range of exceptional cigars. Each element making each cigar a unique experience. Water, fire, earth. Flavors that have risen from the very world itself. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Davidoff Cigars. Cigar adventures to a wider world.
Aging Room 4 Nicaragua Maestro. Named Cigar Aficionado's number one cigar of the year with a 96 rating, is a complex Nicaraguan puro carefully blended by Rafael Nodal and made by AJ Fernandez. As Cigar Aficionado described it, every puff is an overture of flavors that's at times heavy and rich with notes of dark chocolate and wood, and other times subtle and understated with hints of fine caramel and toasted almonds. Treat yourself to an Aging Room 4 Nicaragua today.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat even if you do not inhale.
And we're back live in the Studio 21 Cigar Studio above Dugo Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. We're smoking the Shade to Black Robusto. And if you want to send us an email, it's theashholespodcast@gmail.com.
You maybe took a hit of that cigar, but we devoured cake. That's what we did during the break. That was good.
It was good.
It looks like a Hostess cupcake. It tasted like a Hostess.
Yeah.
It tasted an improved.
Tastes better.
Yeah, improved.
Thank you.
Dan, you should have more birthdays.
No, we only have four.
See, I'm encouraging him.
Do this again
more.
Every year. Right?
Well, no, because then Dave's going to keep getting younger than me.
All right, Benjamin Button. We encourage you to send us emails so we have something to talk about and answer questions or whatever. You can do that at theashholespodcast@gmail.com. Please do. And Aaron, do we have one?
We have tons.
We have tons.
We have more than we can get to today.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
You got mail.
Got a little bit of a back order issue going on with that mail.
That's so right. Do a couple today.
Saving some for next week, too.
Yeah.
This is from Stephen Little. He says, hello, gents. I know this is a very much a relative question, as there are a lot of factors that would go into answering it per individual. But I was wondering what you might consider would be a normal monthly budget for a 2 to 3 year veteran of the cigar hobby. Maybe a better way to ask would be, what do you think the average Joe spends per month on his or her cigars? Thanks.
Average Joe?
Wow.
So all over the board.
Yeah, it's all
over the board. So would you, an average person, they say, smokes only a couple of cigars a week, but that's not somebody who's really a pro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So as a retailer, I'm taking out my calculator for this. I would say you need 2 $8 cigars a day.
Right.
Average. Sometimes you're going to smoke better cigars, but you're $16 a day and you got 30 days in a month, it should be $480. So let's round it up to $500 a month.
Ooh, that's quite a bit, though.
$500 a month times 12 months is $6,000 a year.
Yep.
Would you say that? So we have a thing here we call the whales. And a whale is a heavy user or spender of cigars, and we have an event once a year where we invite the top 100 And of the top 100, maybe 40 of them show up, but the top 100 are invited.
And what was the cutoff this year?
I believe it's 8,000.
Is it? I thought it was over 10.
Over 10 now?
Yeah.
It's possible. It's possible.
I think that's right.
So 6,000 is a lot because not everyone's aware.
6,000, you know the person on a first name basis.
So when we used to have a private club up here, and I'd look at people that were hanging out at a cigar club every day, and if somebody wasn't up there over $5,000, I said, they're buying cigars elsewhere and, and being in the club. And that's why the club was shut down, because people were buying cigars elsewhere instead of the place that they're smoking the cigars, which you should never do that, by the way. Smoke cigars you bought from someone else in somebody else's store. It would be like bringing a sandwich into a restaurant and sitting at their table. You would never do it. No, I don't think it's like that. It's exactly like that. It's exactly like that. So you shouldn't do it.
I don't know what. I don't know where I came in because I don't want to know. It was probably 12,000 to 16,000.
You're pretty good.
Yeah, you're good. You're a heavy user.
But given that, you could smoke a third as much as I do and still be a pretty serious.
Yeah,
but you'd have to say at least 5,000 a year, right?
Yeah, four.
Yeah, and dollars.
And you're talking accessories and everything that you'd, you got to be a $5,000 a year customer at a store.
It's tough to go by dollars, though, because it depends on what they smoke and where they live. If they live in New York, spending $5,000, you bought a box of cigars a year. Listen, you know, it's 75% tax.
Right. We got a brand, Dos Hombre. It's $2 to $3, depending if you buy by the bundle. And we have some whales. Again, they're spending $10,000 a year. They are heavy users because they're smoking
$2 a cigar.
Yeah. You smoke an Atabey every day.
Yeah.
You could have one a day. And
30 times 365, right?
Right. So it depends. If you're just a daily guy, you can get a very nice box of cigars for $250.
You could smoke an Atabey a day for $11,000 a year.
Cost you 11, crazy, right? Yeah. So you're a whale. One cigar a day.
All right. This next email is from Carter. He says, hey, crew, over the weekend, I smoked two cigars and both wrappers split after I lit them up. One became smokable because the split became, I'm guessing he meant unsmokable because it split so much. I was thinking it was the humidity issue or a temperature issue or a quality issue. It was about 20 degrees outside when we smoked.
There's your issue.
No, hold on. And they were both Cubans. We were in Canada this weekend for a hockey game, so no
cigars. They could be Canadian cigars. 20 degrees, it's breaking.
One split immediately after lighting, then corrected itself, and the other one just fell apart after about a half hour. I figured I'd contact the expert to get their opinion on the issue, what the issue might be.
It's 20 degrees.
It's not hard to figure out.
Man, that's a big one.
The Cuban wrappers are not going to hold.
Very delicate.
And as soon as you see the split, you know the trick. What you do, there's a split in the wrapper, and you get your jet flame lighter, and like it's a crack in a windshield, right where it's.
Yeah, if you get a single flame. Like,
kind of glue it thing, or else it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Yep. After a half hour or so, you said it was unsmokable because you didn't fix it.
Keep it from spreading.
Yeah.
Last one's from Leslie Korn, who's written before from the Expo.
Leslie of the Korn.
She sent a couple emails. We'll save one.
She's right here
on the phone?
On the phone right now.
Yeah, we got a couple, but we're going to do one this week. This one says, hey, Chrissy and gentlemen, Duane and I are anticipating a return trip to this year's Expo as well as a visit in June. A couple of questions / suggestions. Will there be a wine option at the Cash Bar this year at the Expo?
Yes. So Chrissy, who was one of the bartenders, is that a proper word for a female bartender? Is it a bartender?
Bartender.
She's still tending the bar.
I don't think I'm a tendress. I'm cool with tender.
Yeah, you're saying we didn't have wine, huh?
No, we didn't. Not have wine.
So we have to.
Yeah, we're already working on it.
All right, Leslie, sorry about that. White or red, what do you prefer? I see you're on the chat here.
You'd be like Billy Joel, get a bottle of both.
Next it says, please put up some lists on the Two Guys site of local restaurants for those of us from out of town that can patronize.
That would be nice.
We put
our hotel room blocks on social last year. You know what? I could. You could also just send us we have your email. We could just email you some places to go.
That'd be a nice thing. You know? It wouldn't take us long.
How about we have just a sheet and you, hey, local place.
Yeah, we can do that.
The sheet. Check it out. Yeah.
So
you want them from Dave. Dave's going to be your real guy.
I'll be a go-to, but I got a daughter who's been with me her whole life. And Gianna, if you're listening to this, let's put that together. And
Send it to me, and we'll throw it up there.
Okay.
And she also says, at your booth at the expo or in the shop, will there be T-shirts for sale? Or is there a way now that we can purchase T-shirts from the Assholes and TCA? I think
there's a way to purchase Cigar Authority merch on the Cigar Authority website. It's in the right hand side.
Is the Assholes one still up and running?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
There will be.
It used to be
New England Cigar Expo shirts for sale at the expo.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Nice.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
But not in advance, if they can get it. Maybe. All right, Leslie. Look at you asking good questions.
May 4th tickets go on sale. Maybe, you know.
Okay.
Check it out.
Yep, and that's about it.
There's a hint right there that I'm learning as we fly. So you're asking good questions. Yeah, because why they got to carry it back and all that stuff?
No. We're gonna have them available May 4th when the tickets go on sale. You'll also be able to buy
New
Cigar Expo shirts. If you buy, you'll only be able to buy them online if you buy your tickets online. You know, well, you could just buy the shirt, but
yeah,
you know.
And if say they all sold out, we could buy more.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
still have time.
Yep.
Because we saw all the 2Xs sold out, and say, wow, these guys are all coming in heavy.
Yep.
Whatever. Okay, that's very cool. All right, so that's it for email for this week.
That's it for now. Yeah, we got a bunch more, but yeah,
we got more and beautiful. Keep the letters coming because it gives us something to talk about. But what I want to talk about right now is Dave's six pack, and it's new stuff. Shade to Black. This is what we're smoking right now. Shade to Black. We told you $10.59 per cigar. We're smoking it right now. Cro-Magnon, Pennsylvania, EMH, $11.19. Always a good deal for Cro-Magnon. This is their new Pennsylvania. Have you smoked it yet, Ed?
I smoked the Timeline, which was the pre-release.
Okay.
Yep. It's a very good cigar.
All right. So
it's got some
kick.
Testosterone.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, the logo is a jet black skull.
Yeah.
Packed
with Manbacco.
Yeah.
Agonosa Supreme Leaf Rothschild. Another cigar coming in slightly under $10 there at $9.99. CLE Habano Toro, $10.99. Christoph Vengeance Robusto, $10.19.
Those are, just real quick, those are two cigars that aren't new, but they have new packaging coming in.
Okay, new packaging. And the Tiamo Robusto, Tiamo makes a comeback. An all-Mexican cigar that you're going to be pleasantly surprised about, $10.49. We got all cigars in the $10 range right there.
Yep.
If you add them all up together, they come up to $58.99. I'm sorry, $63.44 for $58.99. So even better.
Yep. 10%.
Six cigars for under $60, right? Yep.
Yes.
There we go. That's the idea of that. You go to twoguyscigars.com. That's the number, twoguyscigars.com. You'll see the search bar. You put Dave's in the search bar. Boom, there it is, Dave's Deal of the Week. Boom, hit it. If you don't know it, that's where it is. It only lasts for the week. Next week when we start the show, it's gone, and then something else is
up
there. Mm-hmm. So jump on there. You want to try some new stuff, there it is, Dave's six-pack. Right now it's time for the top five.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Here is today's top five list.
All right, today's top five to wrap up our Vegas top five list for the year. Very early we're ending the top five list for Vegas this year. Top five Las Vegas movies of all time via Yard Barker. This is not my list, so don't come for me this time. Coming in at number five, Rat Race. Movie came out in the 2000s.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Bean is in it.
Yeah, that was solid. Funny. Yep. That was really good. Yep. Really good. Entertaining family movie.
Oh, yeah. Lovitz is in that. He's great.
Really.
number four, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I don't know if this is one you
never seen it.
It's Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Benicio Del Toro's in it. Mm-hmm. It's a drug movie.
Yeah.
You got to be on something.
You're not going to like
it. No, you would not like it.
Not your style, yeah.
Coming in at number three, surprising to me, Casino.
It's a good movie.
With Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Long. It's not as good as Goodfellas, but it's good.
No, it's not quite there. I think it gets a little more cred because of the people that are in it than it deserves, to be honest with you.
It's good, but it's not Goodfellas good. Coming in number two, Ocean's 11. This is the 2001. Yeah.
They're
Ocean's
all 11. They're all great.
Yes, yeah,
they're all great.
Great cast.
Yeah. My tops. Yeah.
Yeah. And
big fan.
I don't know how it's called in Las Vegas. I mean, there's a little bit of this in Las Vegas. Number one is Swingers.
I don't know that.
It's Vince Vaughn, Jon Favreau. It was like in those 90s, like indie movies,
so just like
best, yeah. Clerks, Good Will Hunting, you know, Young Gun guys. But
do you know it, Ed?
Yeah.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
You don't need to see it.
No.
It's good. You wouldn't like it today. But
So the thing is, it's got to live up. Good. Past the time it is.
Right. Yeah.
Or else it's not a good movie.
Yeah. I would say I'm surprised The Hangover is not on here. Because that's a big Vegas movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But everything else in here is pretty good. Ocean's 11 is probably the best Vegas movie.
Yeah. I mean,
it's such a great movie. But
there you go. I like it.
Okay. Done with Las Vegas till next year.
Good.
No. Well, New Orleans. Go on vacation.
We're done with Las Vegas for a while. So.
For at least 2 years. The next 2 years will be New Orleans.
You're going to have to research New Orleans.
Oh, my gosh.
So what do you eat in New Orleans?
Yeah. Beignets.
Beignets is definitely on the list.
Jambalaya.
Yeah. Dave's not going to go for it.
Yeah.
Gumbo.
No. Still not going to do it.
Captain's Table is a great restaurant.
Catfish,
that's there. That's Gator. Where Emeril Lagasse started, and a lot of big names.
Yeah, Emeril's still got a restaurant down there.
Yeah, I ate there before.
You'd find something you'd like there.
Yeah, I got to start working on it. Give me something to do from now till.
I can't see you eating crawfish at Touffet.
No.
No, you don't know what it is, and you don't want to know.
No, but they have a French area there with unbelievable French bakeries and restaurants.
Oh, like
and,
that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I did have catfish before. I did a po' boy, whatever it is, a catfish sandwich thing that was good.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And so I'll find something, I'm sure.
The bufalada sandwich?
Sure. I'm not up on my New Orleans. Well, again, I haven't done my top five.
You might like that.
Yeah,
it's almost like a big Italian burger.
Oh, yeah.
Cold cuts and all kinds.
Yeah.
They hollow it out to get more meat in there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a sandwich bowl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
they put it back together.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. It's time for the review. We have to give a rating to this cigar, and I give it
a 68,
and then I turn it around, and it becomes an 89.
You know what I did? I made it so it works either way.
Oh, look at you.
88.
Wow. 88. 89.
For me, it was more what dance. I think it's
91.
91.
And
you get a 90 if it's a
89. So
89.
I broke the average.
See, I think you were right. It's a little young.
It's a little young. I think we should revisit this maybe later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
We start thinking about contenders.
Did these come in or they?
They're
samples?
In. They're in. No, they're in. You know what? It's and out of the two cigars based on traffic. I think that are the most hot from this show have to be the Padron Black PB97 and all the news about that. Those. By far the biggest release in terms of people wanting to learn more. And then this was second. So
I'm curious. I'm not surprised. Again, I bought the both blind. By the way, when you buy from Padron, you're buying blind because it's not like there's any samples or anything.
Yeah.
But they got a good track record.
Oh, yeah.
So and this had a good track record based on the other one. So I think people who like milder cigars can enjoy Black
Absolutely.
And now too.
Absolutely.
Smart move for them and another winner. What are we going to do next week?
Is the big ring gauge fad over? We're talking
about the
$20 fad, I think, is gone. Is big rings going too?
Wow. Interesting. We saw that Asylum has new cigars coming out, and they're regular sizes.
Yeah, along with their 9x90 April Fools.
Yes, they still did that. But
yes, Serenity Now, and Sanity Later.
And Price Right, and everything's coming together. I think they're figuring out enough of this craziness, right?
Yeah.
Better days ahead, folks. Cigar smokers, better days ahead. I was getting scared there for a while, but I think it's turning around, and I think we're turning for the better. So
that is
it for the Ash Holes for this week. We'll catch you next week with Is the Big Ring Gauge Fad Over? Mm. We're going to do some investigation and see is this really a thing?
We'll see.
Okay, see you next week.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.